Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time. We are reacting to videos from Hollywood in which we find that they are trying to condition the subconscious mind as well as raise theological doubts. In order to react to some of these videos, we decided to humbly invite Sheikh Ali Hemani. Sheikh Ali Hemani, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Reaction Time.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. My pleasure to be here. Inshallah, today we're going to have some very interesting videos and we'll try and dissect it more than what we did in the last time to understand the deeper Excellent. Message hidden in the videos, inshallah.
Yeah, and again, we really appreciate you coming out, taking time out and going through these videos. It's really interesting because, you know, I think many of us out there, we don't really know what's happening. And I think perhaps that's more dangerous because if, you know, the viewers watch the previous two episodes, you'll see that one of the things that's being done is to shut down the conscious mind so that the subconscious mind can, you know, be conditioned or it can be taught whatever they want to teach you. And so one of the basic fundamental things is to shut down the conscious mind. And we kind of do that ourselves by not really knowing what's going on, you know.
And particularly as a trend, people are into the binge watching and, you know, movie night. And it's basically literally saying that, you know, I'm going to close off my conscious mind. I'm just going to keep my logic aside. And then, you know, let's just go and let's just absorb whatever is being fed to us, basically. So,
and what's really scary because, you know, based upon the last two episodes, there is a lot that is being transferred. And we've just kind of scratched the surface, right? So the one documentary that you alluded to, which was about the consumerism in children, right? That's like an hour-long documentary.
Yeah.
We only picked out like a
just
couple of minutes.
Just about 2 minutes out of it.
From the whole thing.
Yeah,
and,
just
about you know, how scary it is that it's almost like nobody is really safe. You know, it's interesting. Many years ago, somebody was talking about Dajjal. And, you know, there are different interpretations on Dajjal. Is it a system? Is it a human being? Is it what? One of the people, they said that it's media. It's the television, this one eye, you know, television and this whole kind of, you know, reversing truth and falsehood. And, you know, I kind of said, okay, sure, you know, I take it with a grain of salt. But so many years later, you know, it's like my hair's rising on my hands that, wow, you know, they are. In certain instances, maybe many instances, reversing the places of truth and falsehood and turning you into this consumeristic, materialistic slave, detached from, you know, the
realities,
hereafter and the realities.
That's how they it is. And they have the larger agenda of concentration of power, concentration of wealth. And that's why you see all these protests happening about 1%. And they're claiming that, you know, look, all this concentration is happening in the hands of 1% while the 99% is suffering. These are things that even people are a little skeptical about. You know, the moment you start talking about it, they're like, oh, these are conspiracy theories. And what are you talking about? All this is nonsense. I'm sure some of the people might actually look at these videos and say, oh, come on, you're nitpicking too much. You know, these are just entertainment movies. You just watch them, have fun. I would say, yeah, fine, that's okay. But just pay attention to your child's behavior right before, right after, and after letting him watch these stuff for about a consecutive period of a month or 2 months, when he's watching this every day, just look at his behavior, you know, look at her behavior, what's happening. You will yourself notice that the child that was there a month ago, and after watching all this SpongeBob for 1 month or other Nancy and other animations for 1 month, you see their behavior change, right? So it's not just claims and it's not just theory, it's actually happening, and we need to be aware of it and need to defend ourselves. Particularly imagine a 5-year-old child, 7-year-old child who's defenseless compared to these professional psychologists who are sitting behind the scene and planning and designing with all those master's degrees and years of experience. What can a 5-year-old child do to protect himself against all these approaches and techniques that they're using? This is where the parents' role come into picture, and this is where the parents are supposed to play the role and defend the child from these attacks, especially on the subconscious mind.
You know, what's kind of interesting, before we go ahead and watch the video, this idea that there was an age where kids used to color They used to play outside. They had, for example, I don't want to do brand loyalty, right? Yeah. But some of these things have become so common, you know, parlance, Legos.
Blocks, Legos,
you know.
Building blocks.
Building blocks.
All and, physical
puzzles,
activities.
Playing, yeah. running, you know. And it's interesting that all of this stuff is wholesome entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we've totally thrown this stuff out.
It's not just entertainment. You know, if you look at the research, it says that, you know, a human brain has two parts to it. One is the analytical part and the other one is the critical part. Mm. Sorry, the analytical critical part and the other one is the creative part. Mm. So these games like building blocks and these activities and, you know, playing with the sand and the clay and all these things, you know, people, you know, taking a bottle and making an airplane out of it and playing. These are the things which allow the child to improve the creative aspect of the brain and use the analytical part to make the thing work. You know, it has to be a working model. So, and not just that, it gives the child the confidence plus motor skills, hand movements, you know, finger movements, minute stuff, coloring, painting, eye and hand coordination. There's so much that used to be there, and that's why you, if you look at those earlier generations, they're more, you know, critical towards life. They're more realistic.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And you will find a lot of videos and documentaries which talks about Gen Zs being unrealistic, living in a fancy world or a dream world and have no clue of what the reality is. And the earlier generation, Gen X and the millennials and the boomers are more practical, more realistic. Mm. All that has happened is because of all this subjecting the children to the movies and the TVs and the animations and stuff like that.
Okay, so Sheikh, you have a
certain
video. Yeah, we've
got a very interesting video today. Let's look at the video.
Appearance now is what we call residual self-image. It is the mental projection of your digital self.
This isn't real.
What is real? How do you define real? If you're talking about what you can feel, what you can smell, what you can taste and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain. This is the world that you know. The world as it was at the end of the 20th century.
All right.
It's interesting. I wanted to pause at that point too. I don't know if you were going to continue, but this idea how he mixed philosophical concepts
exactly
with a very scientific, non-philosophical, and he brought the two together, right, to totally make this, like, you know, they say khichdi. he just mixed these things up and came up with this fraudulent thing and totally.
Dismiss the question.
Dismiss the question.
And this is where our youngsters are left, wondering and baffled that, like, what is actual reality? Is it really what I perceive? In that case, this is where the concept of Nisbi Girai relativism that we talk about comes into the picture. So if I perceive this as this, then this is my reality, while the other person is perceiving it some other way or some other approach with a different mentality, then that's the reality for him. So he has his own reality. I have my own reality. This is where it all matters, because Islam says that there is something called core reality, essential haqq, and the eternal haqq, which is the core center for everything, and everything else revolves around it. And we need to understand that there is something called real, and there is one unique, infinite real, and that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
And that should become the core center of our life. It's not those physical, electrical signals that our brains interpret. Even if we go by that, then let's look at the clip, because there's some part of the clip that I would want to skip and get to the other part where he emphasizes on certain factors. So we'll watch the clip.
It exists now only as part of a neural interactive simulation that we call the Matrix. You've been living in a dream world, Neo. This is the world as it exists today.
These are all important messages.
Welcome to the desert of the real.
We have only bits and pieces of information,
the real
but
desert.
What we know for certain is that at some point in the early 21st century,
picturalization is also very scary.
United in
celebration, that the real is, well, that's not worth it.
We marveled at our own magnificence as we gave birth to AI.
AI? You mean artificial intelligence?
A singular consciousness that spawned an entire race of machines. We don't know who struck first, us or them, but we know
attributing
that it was
consciousness
us
to artificial intelligence.
At the time, they were dependent on solar power, and it was believed that they would be unable to survive without an energy source as abundant as the sun. Throughout human history, we have been dependent on machines to survive. Fate, it seems.
Which is not true.
Is not without a sense of irony.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, but this is not the important part of the clip.
This is just the simple subjugation of the mind.
Important part comes here.
Battery and over 25,000 BTUs of body heat.
From here.
Combined with a form of fusion, the machines had found all the energy they would ever need. There are fields, endless fields, where human beings are no longer born. We are grown. For the longest time, I wouldn't believe it. And then I saw the fields with my own eyes. Watched them liquefy the dead so they could be fed intravenously to the living. And standing there, facing the pure, horrifying precision, I came to realize the obviousness of the truth. What is the Matrix? Control.
All right. Now, a couple of very, very interesting things here, right? Mm. One, that he points out that all the human beings are now being produced rather than being born. Being manufactured. And then all of them are plugged in.
Mm.
Understand the concept. Everybody is plugged in. Look at our world today. Everybody is plugged in. Plugged into what?
This internet.
To internet. Now, who's defining the reality?
Mm.
He says, what's real? Real is those magnetic signals, electromagnetic signals interpreted by your brain.
Mm.
And now he says Matrix is actually manipulating those signals and making you believe that you're living in a world which is actually a dream. It's not reality. That's what the message is here. AI is playing this role to make you feel that you're living into a real world while it is not. Real world is this. It has its own challenges and difficulties, but you're living into a fantasy world. Look at our world today. Look at Gen Z today. Everyone's plugged in. Everybody's busy in TikToks. Everybody's busy in YouTubes. And they think that's their life. They think that's their successful life.
Yeah.
Look at the OnlyFans whole segment there, which talks about, you know, you're plugged in. Your ideology is getting manipulated. The messages that are getting delivered to you are manipulated. And those messages, those ideologies are telling you what your reality is.
Right.
While the reality in the real sense is something else. So you're living in a fantasy world. Now, these messages were given to us long time ago through the movies, and we were told that, look, this is what is going to happen. This is what is coming for you.
Right.
Be prepared, right? And those who have paid attention, they've been very conscious that, making sure that these things don't happen. And they've seen the results too. Right. But those who were not careful, those who were not, conscious about what's happening, what's coming. Look, there's a hadith in our books which says that, a mu'min is kayyiz. Kayyiz means being smart.
Right,
a mu'min has to be smart. Smart, not intellectually smart, but street smart. He should know what's happening around and he should be able to predict of what is coming to him.
Right.
So that he can prepare himself for it, and he knows what my challenges are going to be and how do I protect myself from those challenges and threats. Right. So here's where we as an ummah, as a Muslim ummah, we need to be very careful and we need to understand that what's happening. We are, all of us are plugged in, whether you like it or not. Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, whatever. And then literally everyone spends at least an hour, and there are those who are addicts who spend about 6, 8, 10 hours every day watching TikToks and cat videos, and that is what is defining their reality. That is what is defining their life. That is what is defining their personality. And this is exactly what he's trying to point out here, that you are being fed. You're being fed information and data, and that is what is defining your reality for you. So what is real? That's a very, very important question. What is real? And that's why you find all these Gen Z absolutely lost and totally have no idea what reality is, what religion is, what Islam is talking about, what Quran is talking about, what Ahadith are talking about, what are the wajibat, what are the muharramat, what is hijab, what is... They're lost.
Because they're totally disconnected with what is real.
And they're connected and they're to...
Connected to what is unreal.
Unreal. And unreal is feeding their conscious and subconscious mind. And once the unreal starts feeding your conscious mind, it is automatically telling you not to hold such strong guard against the messages that we want to deliver. And therefore, automatically, the Gen Z and a generation slightly earlier than them, they're very weak in holding their, you know, conscious guard. And that's where their brains are open to subjected to conditioning.
Just conditioning and subliminal messages.
And we're seeing the outcome. We're seeing the results.
It's interesting because this was a very popular movie, right?
The
Matrix, the first one was very popular. When I watched it, because this is probably like 2002 or 3 or something like that, it's quite a long time ago. When I first saw it, I was much younger. I had never thought twice about the stuff that they were saying, you know. But when you saw it, it was like, man, this is so cool.
Yeah,
you know,
all technology.
Yeah, they're talking
stuff.
About AI and consciousness and, you know. But when you get a little bit older, you really, you know, you realize the profundity of what they were saying at that time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Attributing consciousness to artificial intelligence.
Well,
what's a machine? How are you attributing consciousness? But they, you know, and after 20 years now, the other stuff that the real world is just, you know, garbage and destructed, and it's like you might as well live in the fantasy world.
Well,
it's interesting, the younger generation, I found that they have a very difficult time carrying a conversation, for example.
And living in the real world.
They're more
than happy to live in metaverse. They're more than happy to be in their Facebook world.
Yeah. Even
their own bubble.
It's called metaverse.
Yeah.
I mean, universe, metaverse.
Metaverse. So they're happy to live in their own bubble, but they don't want to, you know, be out. I have seen documentaries talking about teenagers going through anxiety to step outside the house and interact with people. You know? They're going through anxiety. I can't go out. Why not? The people. So you are a person, and they are everybody stuck in their house, and they're you know concerned and worried that, you know, I don't want to go out and meet and interact people.
Yeah,
it's a really weird world.
Isolation. It is a really weird world, and it's very unfortunate. One of the things that kind of came to my mind, you know, as you were speaking, is this idea that, you know, in the traditions we have that before the Zuhur and the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, that the world will be filled with oppression and zulm and jawr and tyranny and these kind of things. And sure, I think one of the instances, one of the mistaq is war. You know, that's there. But after watching these, you know, few episodes and discussing with you, this is very much also a misdaq and an instance of that widespread oppression. Because, you know, war, for example, is limited to Iraq or Syria or, you know, Palestine. But this conditioning that's happening and enslavement
at global level.
Is at a global level.
And it doesn't matter whether you're on their side or you're on the other side. They are conditioning everyone together as one, you know, one world or one entity or one mass. Like all of you are together in this. We want to condition all of you. And essentially, the last claim that they want to make is Ana Rabbukumul A'la. We are the greater God, and you obey us. You are slaves to us. We want to enslave you. You follow what we tell you. So that's what they want to achieve. And we're seeing this happening in here.
So Jazakallah, thank you so much, Sheikh Ali Himani, for taking time out and continuing this discussion on how Hollywood is really conditioning the subconscious mind of the people, as well as, you know, raising these theological doubts. And inshallah, we hope to have you on another Reaction Time soon.
Inshallah. We'll meet again and let's look at some of the theological doubts, because today's video was more to do with the philosophical aspect.
Sure,
a lot of people might not relate to it so quickly,
but
next set of videos will have a direct theological question and essence to it. We'll look into it, inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you so much. And that's all from us for now. This was Reaction Time.